streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Half of the guys in the league are undrafted, which just shows you how much talent, football talent, there is in America. And I also think it speaks to, you got to have the right mindset to play in this league. It's not just talent. You got to put in the hours. You got to be tough. Talent's part of it, but it's a hard league. Football practice is fundamentally hard. In the summer with pads on, football practice is hard. So it's such a mental game. And Danny Amendola, Texas Tech, undrafted. Look at that. Played 8 games with the Texans, so you're officially retired. So I just watched Gray Man last night, and I'm just going to say this one time. Don't get a big head, but you remind me of Ryan Gosling, and you've been told that, right?
I have, yeah. Ever since The Notebook came out, actually since Remember the Titans, my friends always used to rag on me. I was, you know, I think he played receiver too, so I get that resemblance a lot.
Yeah, but he can't catch or run a Z route, so screw him. He's no good. Okay, so let's talk.
Exactly.
Let's talk about this. So Matt Stafford is a guy that you know well, and I always feel bad for guys who are really talented, Danny, and then they end up in a bad organization. And they're really talented, and you're just banging your head against the wall. So when Stafford, who you know, goes to the Rams, I take it you weren't shocked by his success.
Oh, man, no question. He's such a talent. We see it every week just in his arm strength ability, his ability to spin the ball, you know, his accuracy. How he really excels is mentally, his IQ of the game. You know, he sees every coverage. He's seen every blitz. You know, I'll run back to the huddle and you'd be like, you know, did you see that guy coming off the edge? I'm like, of course, you know, it's like, I'm amazed by how much he sees on the field, head and shoulders above, you know, three quarters of the league. And that's why he's so successful.
Yeah. I mean, you've arguably played with two of the smartest quarterbacks ever, Brady and Stafford. Now Brady's legendary for kind of pre-snap adjustments. Is Stafford more about talent, or did he at the line, is Matt doing the same stuff before the snap?
He's doing a lot of the same things. You know, we're really trying to locate what coverage it is before the play starts so we can kind of manipulate the leverages and take what they're going to give us. Matt can see the leverages at his quarterback position of wherever, you know, the defensive backs are playing on the receiver, and having the ability to understand coverages like he does and just see the total defense. You know, he's one of the best, and Tom does that. Tom would actually go in motion across the line, and Tom would actually spit out the coverage of that play. And so by the time we got across the line of scrimmage or the other side of the formation, we already know what coverage it was. So if you got a quarterback like that, that's just so knowledgeable of the game, so such a high football IQ, then, you know, you're head and shoulders above the rest of quarterbacks. So it's awesome to see.
So, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo well. I've always liked Jimmy more than everybody else. There's an old Trent Dilfer used to use this line all the time that a good quarterback has what they call dude qualities. Like the dudes want to hang out with him. And I think Jimmy's got that. I think Jimmy's a guy's guy, is that he's, you know, he can make fun of himself. He's a good looking guy. And I really root for Garoppolo. The media crushes him. But tell me a little about Jimmy, that stuff the fans wouldn't see. That are you a fan? Your thoughts about him?
I love Jimmy. Yeah. Well, you know, he's a fellow Italian, first and foremost. He's also a Scorpio. We share the same birthday, so we've always been we hit each other up on November 2nd, which is you know, Scorpios get a lot of hate too. I don't understand why, but Jimmy's a great dude, man. He's a great quarterback. Whatever team he lands on, I know he's going through it out in San Francisco right now, but he's always working, man. We've been training together for probably 7-8 years now, ever since he came out of college in LA, and he's just such a talent, man. Whatever team he lands with, he's going to be successful. You know, so he's a good dude, man. He's a great locker room guy. He works really hard, and he's always ready to go.
By the way, Joy and I are Capricorns, and Capricorns, Joy, what are we known for? What's a Capricorn?
We're very steady, very consistent. We're a little crazy, but we don't let everyone see it. By the way, Scorpios.
No, okay, time out.
None of those qualities, Danny.
So Geminis are Gemini.
Geminis. We don't pay attention to Geminis.
I was married to a Gemini, and they say they're two different people. So what is a Scorpion? What's Scorpio? What are they?
Very Scorpion-like.
Like, what do you bite people? What are you known for? What is it? What's the trend?
I think we're a little reserved by nature, but if you cross us, then
oh boy,
it's bad news for you.
Yeah, yeah. You sent me an angry email once because I said something about you, and you said, "Hey, I listened to you. Watch your mouth." I remember that.
I remember. You said I was a system guy, and I was like, you know, I played in a lot of different systems, but yes, this one was more successful than others. So
yeah.
I guess I am a system guy.
Well, you bit me. You came, you were scorpion tentacles and came out and bit me, and I remember it.
So, exactly.
Josh McDaniels, we say this all the time, the downside to being young and talented in any business is that you may get opportunities earlier than you're maybe quite ready for. I feel Lane Kiffin was given the USC job. He was like a kid, and he just wasn't quite ready for it. Now he's at Ole Miss. He's crushing because he's really good. I think Josh McDaniels is super smart. I don't think he was quite ready to be a head coach at his age, but he got it because he's smart. You sit around him. And so you work with him. What are the things you liked about him? What to you? Because I think he's going to work. I think the second time for him, I think he's going to work like Lane Kiffin. You're going to look up and go, damn, that's a good coach. What about him stands out to you?
Well, the main thing about Coach McDaniels is that, you know, normally, you know, in a lot of different places I've played, the offensive coordinator would just kind of hand you the playbook and say, hey, you know, this is your material. You gotta understand the route and kind of follow the indicated line on the page and don't mess it up. Whereas Josh McDaniels and something that he's done a great job is telling you why you're doing this on every specific play. So you have a great understanding of what your job is going into every game. And then he also says, you know, you don't have to go outside your body to make crazy plays during a game. Stay within yourself, stay within the system, stay within the offense, and big plays will come. You know, he was one of my favorite coaches I ever had, just because he'd tell you why you're doing something in that regard.
Finally, I don't love this story. So we all know Belichick's smart, blah, blah, blah. But McDaniels leaves, and he says, I'm just going to put Matt Patricia. He's going to call plays. And I'm like, timeout. Being an offensive coordinator is hard. There's about six great ones in the NFL. You know, don't give me some defensive guy. And there's reports out, Danny, that this week that Mac Jones has not been as comfortable in camp. Isn't it a little odd? I know everybody loves Belichick, but it's a little odd, right? But a DC at OC?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you definitely have to understand defenses as an offensive coordinator. You have to understand leverages and what they're trying to get to and if they're disguising it. And I think Coach Patricia can offer that perspective. You know, you can't replace Josh McDaniels, and that's the reason why he is who he is and why he's at, you know, in Las Vegas as a head coach. But he is, he's, you know, I think if they can kind of relate the old film that they have for 10, 12, you know, 15, 20 years of watching Brady kind of do, you know, run the offense, run the schemes. And I feel like, you know, they have a chance at least. Coach Belichick does a great job of getting his teams ready and ready to play regardless of, you know, the circumstance, regardless of the adversity they're going to face. And that's what makes him a great coach. I don't necessarily understand why there's no OC or DC, but probably a tactical thing. You know, if you don't have a label on your offensive coordinator or your defensive coordinator, then the game plan for the other team might not, you know, be as accurate. They don't know, maybe not know what to expect.
Yeah, no, that's been suggested. That's actually what somebody said to us, and we thought it was a pretty good idea, which is first 6 weeks of the year, you have no idea who they are and what their identity is. All right, he does look like Ryan Gosling. He is November 2nd. He's a Scorpio. Now, are you going to be one of these guys that retires and watches the game and keeps up to it, or just do your own crap and don't really, you did it, you're done with it?
I did it. I'm always going to be a fan of the game. You know, I grew up, you know, my dad's a high school football coach. Yeah. You know, it's in my blood. I'm going to watch these games this year from my couch with a smile on my face, man. It was an amazing journey. It was awesome to be a part of a lot of great teams, met a lot of great guys, some great coaches, great fan bases. And, you know, it's a journey, you know, I put my whole life's work into it, and to have it come to an end is a little strange feeling. However, it is, I'm very satisfied and have no regrets.
Do you know in three Super Bowls, do you know how many catches you had total? It's pretty impressive.
Let's see. In the Super Bowls, 16, 20 something,
21, 300 yards, two TDs. That's pretty good. It's pretty strong.
There you go,
Ryan.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. All right. Danny Amendola. The Italian Stallion. There you go. Congrats, buddy. Nice. Appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, Colin. Appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
You bet. Jimmy Garoppolo, Danny Amendola. Those guys can't walk down the street together. None of us would have a chance. I mean, seriously.
So you've never seen Remember the Titans, and I don't mean to bring this up to shame you. It's ridiculous, but
I've never seen it.
It's a really good film. You would actually very much enjoy
and
it.
And it's about what?
It's Denzel Washington.
Okay.
High school teams. Denzel takes over as the head coach of the high school team.
And
he's not received well in this town that wants the head coach to be white.
Oh, okay.
He's integrating players, the black players and the white players.
And it's a great movie.
It's an excellent movie.
Is it sad?
It is sad. And it's sad and it's uplifting and motivating, and it's also a good watch. Ryan Gosling, however, is a total liability.
He's bad
on the field. Yeah, he's not great.
Oh, he's an athlete in the movie?
Yeah, he plays on the team. Plays on the football team.
And that's one
quarterback,
of his,
not receiver.
He looks like a quarterback. And that's
cornerback.
Corner?
Yes.
Oh, he stinks at corner. I know that right now, Ryan Gosling. Quarterback, he almost looks like a guy. Danny Amendola looks like Ryan Gosling.
The quarterback,
right?
In Remember the Titans, they call Sunshine.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of people say Trevor Lawrence looks like, because he has like the long
hair.
You would know all this if you watched Remember the Titans.
I didn't. I have never seen.
It's such an easy watch, Colin. It's an afternoon.
Everybody has a great movie they haven't watched.
You know what I tried watching recently?
What?
Citizen Kane. Because we constantly talk about how neither one of us have seen it.
Did you watch it?
I got through some of it. I haven't finished it.
Okay, I'll give you a movie. Well, I'll give you a movie. Okay, because I think I like horror films. Have you seen The Shining?
Yes.
Have you seen Exorcist?
Yes.
Have you seen Silence of the Lambs?
Of course.
All right. I don't really care after that. Have you seen those three?
I don't like scary movies, but I enjoy great writing.
Come again?
Great writing.
Oh, great writing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And all of those movies have incredible stories. Exorcist, actually, I had to take because the university I went to is a Catholic university. So they make you take extra additional courses that are religious based.
Yeah.
And one of the courses I took was Catholic exploration in film. So we would watch films that have big Catholic influence and then, you know, write papers and do presentations about them. And The Exorcist was one of those movies that we had to watch. And I almost dropped the class because of it.
Well, when the head's spinning and vomiting, projectile vomiting.
It's not my favorite.
Not great.
Not my favorite.
Well, Aaron Rodgers was projectile vomiting about a couple years ago. We just learned about it last week.
Ayahuasca, yes.
Yeah. And so
I don't think the Catholic Church approves of that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. No. That's not in the guidelines.
Yeah, it's another thing.
That you've gone off the fairway, I think, a little bit in Catholicism if you do that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
We all have different ideas about success, different times, and different ways we achieve it, or you don't want to do it alone. Invest in your success. Stifel Financial Advisor, STIFEL, Stifel Financial Advisors. Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
Well, the NFL is appealing to Deshaun Watson's 6-game suspension. And according to Jonathan Jones, the NFL reportedly wants Watson suspended for the year. And now Roger Goodell has appointed former New Jersey Attorney General Peter Harvey to oversee the appeals hearing. Now, the league was aiming for a year ban. That was widely reported, which is why we expected it to become many more games than 6, because that's what they were pushing on. Now, they were willing to trim that down. ESPN and Sports Illustrated have reported that the NFL's final offer to Deshaun was 12 games with an $8 to $10 million fine. The recommendation from former Judge Sue Robinson's was 6 games with no fine.
Right.
So according to ESPN, Watson's team shot down the deal because they were unwilling to accept anything more than 6 to 8 games, and Watson was unwilling to pay any fine. So the NFL was willing to agree to a 12-game suspension instead of a 1-year suspension. According to Yahoo Sports, the NFL doesn't want to see Watson playing the Texans in Week 13, and one way to keep him from doing that would be to suspend him for 12 games. The Texans game would be the final one that he would have to sit out. I think it has a whole lot more to do with the number of cases in the situation.
Yeah.
Sue Robinson looked over 4 cases. We know he was sued 25 times. The NFL presented 4 cases to her to review. She came back with a 6-game suspension. What was confusing to me is, based off of her report, he lied. He did it. It was serial. How do you get to 6 games when you have 4 cases that you reviewed? The precedent for this would be Ben Roethlisberger and Ezekiel Elliott, which were involving one individual each.
Right.
So the math doesn't really align.
Yeah.
And when it comes to the NFL, of course, now it has become extremely messy because they had this arrangement with the CBA. It really didn't mean anything, obviously, because if the NFL wants to impose more games and a fine, they can overrule her recommendation. I think it also got very confusing for everyone because she is a former judge. People were sort of speaking about this as if it was court, and it's not court. She is assigned by the NFL and the NFLPA to make a recommendation. She is using her expertise in the field of law as a former judge to review the CBA and the investigation that was presented by the NFL. It's not a courtroom. She's not doing this in a courtroom. It's not legally binding. It's just a recommendation. She's an independent arbiter looking over the information and giving her recommendation.
Yeah.
So it's not binding. It's not forever. And I anticipate, at this point, because the NFL did not get what they want, I think that it may end up being a year. Now, they might try to avoid the NFLPA suing by doing a little bit less than a year, and then the NFLPA might not feel motivated to drag this out any further, and we'll just take it.
But I think also the other owners would look at Cleveland and go, shame on you. You rewarded bad behavior with the greatest contract in league history. Don't do that. Because I don't think any NFL owner is going to call Roger Goodell and say, Roger, lighten up. I mean, I think there were people that defended Jerry Jones when Zeke got 6 games. I do think there were Jerry allies that were like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't think the Haslams have one with that contract. Not one in the league.
I don't think they're going to get any pushback either, because the contract really made things extremely complicated for the rest of the league. And eventually they're going to get to fully guaranteed contracts for everyone when it comes to these top level quarterbacks. But that was a massive
not
number
the guy
for
to do
someone,
it.
Yes, who has a lot of off the field drama going on. So the Seahawks are entering their first season without Russell Wilson. It's pretty incredible to me Russell Wilson is not with Seattle. It's kind of like really hit me today. Like, I haven't adjusted to him not being there, because we talked about it a lot whenever this was going on. I would never move off of Russell Wilson. Like, just whatever he wants.
Yeah, you were outraged by it.
Just do it, whatever he wants. I know people have, or there's a lot of Russell Wilson doubters out there. I don't know why. Okay, cool. But yeah. I'm not one of them.
Well, there's a lot of Kyler doubters, and I don't get that one either.
Well, Russell has won a Super Bowl, so
I've been to 2.
I would put him in a different category. Well, now they have Geno Smith there and Drew Locke. And Geno Smith has held the top spot in the depth chart throughout the offseason program and early through camp. But maybe things have changed now. Greg Bell reported that Locke outshined Smith in a mock game, set up 2 touchdown drives and a field goal, both with the first and second team offense. But Pete Carroll remains noncommittal on the starter.
It's really important to see where we've come. And we handled the line of scrimmage well. And I'm back behind them, so I can see what's going on with all of our checks and audibles and things like that. We did that really well. So we've made a lot of progress. But now we need to see what it looks like on the film. And it might not tell us as much as I'm hoping. You know, we'll see. I don't have anything to tell you right now. I just got to wait and see.
You talked about this earlier.
I think Drew Lock is absolutely better than Geno. And Drew Lock, no huge fan, but it's in terms of arm strength, and he was a great basketball player. He's a gamer athletically. He was a AAU basketball player. He's got a really nice arm, live arm.
They saw something in him.
Yes.
I think he just doesn't have a lot of on-field discipline.
What I have said before when I watch him play, he doesn't play with any urgency. Zach Wilson has this, where it's almost like this is not Thanksgiving with your friends. Like, you can't throw the ball. Like, sometimes Sam Darnold has it, but I don't think Sam can help himself. Drew just plays like it's a jumper. Well, I can hit 50% of them. Every pass in the National Football League, there's a result. And sometimes, like, dirting it is a great result.
Right, and that's what we were talking about earlier. Sometimes you do have to take that risk, and potentially it's a interception. Great quarterbacks throw interceptions all the time because they're taking risks. But the great ones know what the consequences of that particular risk are, which is why they don't just throw anything. If they're going to go over the top, if they're going to take that big risk, there's going to be a benefit to it. But to your point, watching Russell Wilson this year with the Broncos while simultaneously watching the Seahawks this year,
at the same time,
is not going to make it look great.
Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. Think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. And now newly minted first-round picks like number one overall Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of their first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards
or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more, including Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd Show.
So we know that Steve Kerr and Kevin Durant struggled in Golden State. Shams has a new story.
He said in a meeting with Nets owner Joe Tsai, Kevin Durant reiterated his trade request and informed Tsai that he needs to choose between Durant's or the pairing of general manager Sean Marks and coach Steve Nash. So basically he said he doesn't have any faith in the Nets' direction. The meeting was described as transparent and professional with a clear message, keep me or the GM and coach.
So he couldn't get along with Kerr. He and Kerr fought. And now he's struggling with Steve Nash, who I thought he chose.
The GM.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. You got to get along with people, Bucky. That's the name of the game. Yes. All right. Former NFL defensive back, Fox Sports analyst. So reports are Mac Jones is struggling, pulled back a little bit in camp, doesn't have an offensive coordinator. Eric Mangini said on the show when Josh McDaniel got the Raiders job, he's like, people don't understand. That's a huge loss. So are you surprised by Mac pulling back?
I think it happens. I think in year two, sometimes you can have some struggles, like you're trying to put it all together. I think we don't want to kind of jump to conclusions that he's going to struggle in the regular season, because part of what you're doing as a coaching staff, you're trying to stretch Mac Jones and see how much can he handle, what can he do, how much has he improved. And then when you get all of that information, then you begin to put together the game plan for here's how we need to play with Mac Jones based on where he is right now. Bill Belichick and those guys do a great job of taking what they have and finding a way to put it together. And remember, the Patriots treat the first month of the season really like the preseason. They're still trying to find their identity. They don't mind if they lose a couple games. But at the end of the day, the last half of the season, he's going to play the best style that fits the team and the talent that he has.
So there are certain things that you can take an athlete and teach him. I don't think you can make a corner significantly faster than he was in college. Speed is speed. I also think for quarterbacks, some guys, it comes quickly and often, it's accuracy. Mm-hmm. Some guys, Jake Locker, never accurate. Daniel Jones, not that accurate. So I see these, you know, I watch these video clips on Daniel Jones. And even at Duke, in a pretty average conference with an offensive coach, David Cutcliffe, he, you know, 58%. And so I don't think Jones is a franchise quarterback. I don't think he throws an accurate football. So when I see these clips on the internet where he's spraying it, I'm like, I believe that's what he is.
I mean, a lot of times, like, you are what you are when you come into the league, and the job of the coaching staff is to find a way to take what the player is and to put him in a situation where he always can play to his strengths. The only guy that we've seen improve maybe dramatically when it came to accuracy was Josh Allen. Right. But part of that is not only him improving, but what they put around him. Normally, when you have a young quarterback, you want to put veteran receivers around him because, one, they're going to be in the spot where the quarterback expects them to be, so there's a level of trust that can develop. Two, they're going to be able to create more separation. So now the accuracy issues aren't necessarily as big of a deal because they can either expand the strike zone or they're so wide open that it doesn't matter. For Daniel Jones, I don't know if he has enough weapons around him to really flourish, but it doesn't matter. The excuses are off the table. He is going to have to play at a high level with what he has around him to justify or to validate his status as a Giants starting quarterback. And so it's on him. He has to play better no matter what is around him. He has to perform.
We Joy, when the Seahawks traded Russell Wilson, Joy could not believe it. Her takeaway is you don't understand how much harder this job is if you don't have the guy. Matt Rhule's a really good coach, I think, and he doesn't have a star. And I said, I think Seattle's going to have to fight two battles. Two rookie tackles, tough division, and they're not good at quarterback. And Russell's going to flourish every Sunday at 4 o'clock. And by the way,
maybe
owners hear that stuff. They see it. And it's like Eric Mangini says, billionaires, you'd think they'd be stable. They read their friends, their golf buddies are like, I think Seattle's in for a rude awakening. How much Russell cleaned up?
I see it differently.
Tell me.
I think sometimes in this business, it's better to get rid of a quarterback or a player a year too early rather than a year too late. Because the one thing about Russell Wilson, for all the great things that he does, he's not a timing and rhythm quarterback. The best that we saw from Russell was when he was able to improvise and make plays outside of the pocket. Well, now Russell's 33 years old. He's no longer the super athlete that he once was. And so now you're asking him to play a little more on script than you need to. And as he became a bigger voice within that locker room, and as he began to kind of impart what he wanted to do offensively, it became harder for Pete to play the way that he wanted to play. Because I heard you guys allude to the two Super Bowls. But those years when they were going to the Super Bowl and they won a Super Bowl, the run-pass ratio was more decidedly in the running favor as opposed to the passing favor. So I think for Pete Carroll, he would rather reshape the team and the vision that he sees fit. He wants to run the football. He wants to play great defense. And then he wants the passing game to be a complement. The thing about what they have in Drew Lock or Geno Smith and those guys, if they don't turn it over, it will give them a chance. It puts more onus on Pete Carroll to get the defense up and going in the running game. But I think he is more comfortable playing this style because in Pete's mind, he's seen it work. He's seen it go to two Super Bowls. I don't think he could live with the passing knowing that it's still not making these deep postseason runs.
All right. Trey Lance, arm fatigue, not sure. Story today, they're not letting go of Garoppolo until the final cut day. How can I not be a little cynical?
I mean, why? What are you cynical about? Like, I think the biggest thing, this is on Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, no one has made a deal to come and get Jimmy Garoppolo.
Crazy.
Like, I mean, I don't know. It just depends. Like, he's fine. He's fine.
Oh, boy.
He's fine. I don't think.
I mean, he's fine. That's what, like, the girls say. He is fine.
He is. He's a bottom third quarterback.
Oh,
like, he's fine.
Oh, Lord. You and Nick Wright.
I want more. I want more from a franchise quarterback. I just want more. And so I think what people are doing is they're trying to wait and see. They know that the San Francisco 49ers at some point have to part ways. What the Niners are doing is they're hoping that there's a catastrophic injury for a team with a starting quarterback that needs it so they can pony up. A couple years ago, they did a Sam Bradford. Philadelphia had Carson Wentz. They still had Sam Bradford. Teddy Bridgewater gets hurt. They're able to get the first-round pick. So the Niners want to wait until the last possible minute to see if they can get a pick. But there shouldn't be any urgency to necessarily deal him. They still can do it, but Trey Lance is a starting quarterback. I wouldn't worry about that.
Who's better, Ryan Tannehill or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I mean,
what?
It's like a push. It's like a push.
Well, Ryan Tannehill got him to be the number one seed last year.
He did. Push, though. It's a push. I don't know. Jimmy's always hurt. Availability is a huge quality. He's never available. He's always hurt. 17-game season, he's going to play 13. Hard. Francis quarterback got to be around.
I think you should sleep on that whole thing. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Speak for yourself next. Live in L.A., it's The Herd.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.